Well, recently, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach named a new fruit crop specialist. Suzanne Slack is an assistant professor and fruit crop specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and I want to talk a little bit about her adventures, how she got here, and what her plans are to continue to push that particular segment of what Iowa State University Extension does. Suzanne, how are you this morning?
Great. Thank you for inviting me to talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I see in your bio, you came from Pennsylvania.
Yes. I went to school at Penn State, and my family mostly resides there to this day.
Yeah. So growing up in the area of Pennsylvania where you did, how do you compare that with Iowa?
Well, so far, it's a little colder here this winter. Otherwise, I think it's pretty similar with the type of folks, and there's still a lot of corn and soy with the fruit and vegetable growers spread around, so that's pretty similar. Elsewise, the climate is pretty similar, too, in general, with the highs and lows and the kind of crops we can grow.
Yeah, do you find that the people are very much alike in the fact that they're always looking for new information and looking to better do what they do?
Oh, yes, I think that's that good old American work spirits alive in Pennsylvania and in Iowa from what I've seen.
Not afraid to put a little elbow grease into what's important. Well, very
exactly.
Good. Well, let's talk about this adventure with you. What brought you here to Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and to Iowa State University when in that particular area of fruit crops?
Well, I've been working on fruit crops for a little over 10 years now, starting in Pennsylvania, and then I was most recently in North Carolina over the summer working on grapes, and the past almost 10 years in Michigan working on tree fruit crops.
Okay.
I really like the Midwest.
How did you get into this particular field in the first place? Did you grow up on a fruit crop operation there in Pennsylvania?
Actually, no, I did not. My family grows more of small grains, and I got into tree fruit by chance. I was actually just looking for an internship as an undergraduate and took a research opportunity over the summer and really fell in love with apple and peach trees.
So there's a hint for youngsters as well. We always tell them in their educational endeavors to try to experience as much as you can, because you never know what you like until you get a chance to really get your hands dirty and see what it's like, and that really played out for you.
Oh, yes, for sure. I definitely advise you to try anything at least once, even if it's just for the summer. Changed my whole life and career path.
Certainly did. Well, let's talk a little bit about what your plans are here. As a fruit crop specialist, what do you do? When you sit down for the day and plan out the next few weeks or months in your job, what are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at a bunch of different things. First off, since I've only been here for about 2 months now, I'm still kind of figuring out just the lay of the land when it comes to Iowa and the different climate regions. The northern part versus the southern part, for instance, seems to have a little bit of differences. Figuring out what I can do over this next summer, for instance. So right now we're looking at different types of blueberries and figuring out looking at some of the newer cultivars and varieties coming out of the northern states to see whether or not we can grow them well here. I'm also doing the same thing with apples. There seems to be, every time we go to the grocery store, a new apple cultivar available that's, you know, $3 a pound. Is it worth growing here? Can we grow them here? Are some of the big questions that we're trying to answer right now.
Well, you know, we see so many, and we've hear about so many stories about supply chain issues, shortages in some locations, and the prices going up consistently, especially when it comes to fresh fruits and vegetables in grocery stores and in local markets. So, I mean, this is an opportunity perhaps to help ourselves economically as well, right?
Oh, for sure. Buying local is something great you can do. It helps both the environment and your pocket. It takes a lot of money to get strawberries from California to Iowa when you could just grow more strawberries in Iowa.
Okay, you tell me if this is a fair statement or not. We can't grow all these things here in Iowa, so we have to kind of target in the ones that'll grow best in our climate and in our soils. Is that fair?
That is fair. We can do some modification, especially, actually I just mentioned strawberries. So with strawberries, we can actually use high tunnels and other modifications to the climate to grow them better and to grow them longer.
I suppose it's just targeting some of the things that'll be a little, they'll be hardy enough to be able to grow here. Like we hear a lot about, say for just an example, the orange crop in Florida. We're probably not going to have a lot of orange groves here in Iowa, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If you really, really wanted to grow a lemon tree in your house, you probably could figure out how to do that. But as far as like a commodity crop, no. Unless something terrible goes wrong, I don't think we'll be able to grow those for quite some time.
Well, you know, I remember, I'm trying to think, in the last probably 20 years or so, especially here in southwest Iowa, there had been kind of a push because there used to be quite a few vineyards and more wineries around, 70, 80 years ago, and then they kind of disappeared. But there was a push, like I say, 15, 20 years ago, to get folks to start thinking about that again. And we saw a real uptick in people planting vineyards and cultivating those, and some local wineries popping up because of those opportunities there, too. Is that the kind of result you'd like to see, getting people excited about something enough that they can make an industry out of it?
Oh, nail on the head for sure. So I am working with the wine industry here, figure out how we can maybe grow some of these different cultivars. And so my side wouldn't be necessarily making the wine. It would be growing the grapes to make the wine. So figuring out how which cultivars work for us and if we can maybe improve some of our cultivars to give Iowa wines a leg up against some of our other competitors in the region.
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about the differences, because it sounds to me in looking at bios and stuff here that your job is kind of twofold. In addition to working with folks through extension and outreach, you're also working with students in a classroom setting as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So talk about your goals with regard to students. What are you working with the students and what do you want to kind of gear them toward?
Undergraduate students at Iowa State, I am really interested in showing them the different facets of horticulture. For instance, not all horticulture careers are just on-farm management. For instance, a lot of different companies, especially industry, whenever it comes to producing seeds or new cultivars, are looking for someone with some laboratory experience. So what I'm hoping to offer is students a chance to get their hands dirty in a different sort of way, kind of playing around in the lab and figuring out how to do some of these more advanced techniques, as well as how to grow a plant outside.
In some cases, maybe taking some students who hadn't really thought much about fruit crops, kind of like yourself when you were younger, and opening up their eyes to something different that they might really enjoy.
Yep, exactly.
Very good. You're working on that that experience. Talk a little bit about what you'll be doing now down the road then as far as the extension and outreach part goes, because as we mentioned up front, you're going to be working, you're not a regional specialist for a certain region of the state. You're working statewide. So how will you work to get that message out on what you're planning and what you'd like to kind of have folks take a look at?
Well, that's a really good question. Well, hopefully, as I get more established, I'll have more and more new information coming out. We'll have field days here at Iowa State at the various research stations to talk about some of the work that we're doing. We'll also have newsletters as well as website updates as well. Hopefully, I'll be able to get out and meet everyone. With COVID, it's been a little tricky as well with that, unfortunately, but hopefully some of those restrictions will lift up. And yeah, I hope to get out and about and travel to all corners of the state.
Well, one of the nice things is, and you mentioned it too, there is we have some really good research farm facilities across the state where we can go out and test things and make mistakes that producers don't have to do, and we can do that for them. They don't have to cost themselves the money to test some things out, and we've got a lot of different soils. We've got a lot of different locations. You've got a lot of different avenues to use to be able to kind of experiment a little bit.
Oh, exactly. That's why it's the experimental research station.
You bet. Perfect facilities for being able to do some of that and show off some of the successes too as we move along as we do each year in some of the field days. Very good. Well, I guess one last thing then. You grew up in Pennsylvania, went to Penn State. Is your allegiance now to the Cyclones, or are you still a Nittany Lion?
Well, I just started knitting a red scarf, so I'm moving over alliances. I'll get rid of some of my blue.
Okay. Well, I'm sure folks will ask at some point. Very good. Well, Suzanne, congratulations on the opportunity. We look forward to hearing more from what you're doing. There's a real growth opportunity in that particular field, so we look forward to hearing some good news as we continue to move forward and look toward continuing to do a lot of that stuff locally, producing and consuming some of the things that we do here locally. So good luck to you, and have fun reaching out.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And if anyone listening is interested in establishing some fruit crops or wants help with what they currently have in their operation, please don't hesitate to give me a call or email me. I'd be happy to help.